Hello people, welcome to PowerPod Season 2 Episode 3. This is Ayushi and today we're going to talk about a beautiful chaos that is India's cultural differences. Today I've got three pretty amazing girls with me. Thank you so much for joining me, Rapti, Nitya and Ash. How are you feeling?
We're feeling amazing, but 2 more days to the weekend, so...
Yeah, it's only Thursday.
Okay, thank you so much for joining me. So today we are going to talk about a hilarious journey. We're going to cover different states, cultural differences, stereotypes, which both divide and unite us all together. So grab some chai and get ready for some desi drama. So guys, talking about stereotypes, first of all, tell me, what's the most ridiculous stereotype that have, you know, got you saying, wait, what?
I think I'll go first for this.
Yeah.
I think I am Bengali, by the way, guys. So I think the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that is I eat fish and rice every single day for every single meals. But that is so not true.
God. Seriously?
Yes.
This is true.
Bengali cuisine is much diverse and much more... inclusive of vegetables.
Mm.
So yeah, that's one ridiculous rumor.
Okay.
So hi guys, I'm Nitya and I belong to the state Jharkhand. So I think, wait, what scenario for me would be like, do you guys really pet elephants in your backyard? Like, seriously, I get it. I mean, we do have elephants coming in and giving us, you know, joy rides.
Mm.
In our backyards and homes, but no, we do not pet them. We do have a very, you know, diverse wildlife sanctuary. And you might have heard always like news, like elephants are crushing this home, that home, that backyard, that river. But honestly, I think as much as I've loved, you know, riding elephants and camels too in my childhood, but no, we do not pet them.
Okay. So what about you, Ash?
I think the stereotype that made me go like that was that Malayalis, they always have every meal of, you know, banana leaves. Please, I can't hear it again because we do have plates and bowls at home. It's very funny. Another thing that I heard was that we travel to places on boats, like you rope boats to, you know, to go to school and stuff like that. We don't.
That would be amazing though.
Because, you know, how our parents say we climb that hill to go to school and stuff like that. So, no, we have buses, we have public transport, so that's also not a question. I don't know where that even comes from, but that's the answer.
Okay, have you guys seen Sanam Teri Kasam?
When I was 11 years old, I think.
Yeah, it's such an old movie, and I think the main actress's father, he was a Malayali.
He's a Tamilian, I think.
I don't know the difference between Malayali.
He's a Tamilian, I remember that part, yeah.
Okay, so he was very strict about such things.
Malayalis are people from Kerala.
Okay.
Tamilians are people from Tamil Nadu.
Okay, cool. Makes sense. So he was also very strict about, you know, banana leaves, and we'll show our culture, fresh banana leaves, the food tastes amazing. So is it somewhere near around you, similar to that?
Well, back home we have banana leaves, of course, because there's plantations and, you know, stuff like that. But even then, we only have meals on banana leaves for Onam, for Sadhya and stuff like that. Otherwise, it's not a very common thing.
Okay.
But of course, I'll tell you this, when you have a like meal on a banana leaf, it hits different. Taste really, you know, it changes. But apart from that, no. We don't have it every day, every meal.
If your state had a dating profile, what would the bio say? Ash.
Okay. I don't know if I'll get cancelled for saying this, but it'll probably say beef and parotta kai kya puwa, which means, are you coming with me? Like, can you come with me to have beef and parotta?
Oh, that's so nice.
what's the sentence?
Beef and parotta kai kya puwa.
Oh, I can't even repeat
it. Oh, by the way, fun fact, Malayalam is said to be one of the hardest languages to learn and say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could literally relate to that. I actually, for a second, I wanted to try it.
Okay, question.
But then
is
I gave
Mani Ratnam Malayali?
No.
But he has composed some songs.
Yeah, he has.
Okay, moving forward.
Going back to where we belong, Jungle Mein Munga. picture of that. I mean, of course,
but there's also a movie, you know, with that name.
Ah, like, Jungle movie. Anna? Yeah, there Anna? Is one.
Yes. Yeah. I just thought of Jungli Jawani.
Well, I can take that.
Jungli Jawani is a metaphor from Ye Jawani Hai Deewani, right?
No. Rockstar, I think.
Yeah.
Rockstar, yes.
I think parody in the fact that, I mean, Jharkhand, the word translates to jungle and, you know, Jhar means...
Oh, yeah.
It's that, so... And Khand, so it's like all place where you'll find all the jungles. And I mean, geographical fact, not a fun one, but Jharkhand is the most green state of the country, so that's right.
Okay, cool. What about you, Rapti?
I think I would say... do you want to go on a date? Because we ace it all from sweet to savory. Because I am a sweets tooth, but we, like, Bengalis have really good savory dishes as well. So if somebody prefers that.
That was literally very sweet.
Thank you.
So let's settle this once for all. Very important question. The most important. Which state has the best biryani?
Oh, tough one.
I might get cancelled for this because it's not my state.
Wait, which state are you going to say?
I was going to say UP, Lucknow ka biryani.
Right, okay. I have to go with, like, my state.
I'm not sure if people have heard it, but one, the mutton bhat in Bihar is takkar to any state. But personally, I don't like biryani, so, but still, I think the ones that I've had is all in Bihar, and so Bihari biryani. If I don't know if that's
I have heard about bhat from Instagram reels. I don't know from where it got super viral. Bihari, you know.
Yes.
The mutton bhat or something. Aloo bhat. Aloo bhat. Oh god. I was like, it looked very delicious.
But I think to most people it'll be their, you know, state ka biryani because they have, like, nostalgia also attached to it.
Hmm.
That's what they've been having from their childhood. So
true. But the only reason I don't like my state's biryani is it's amazing, guys, by the way, guys. It's very light. It's not even heavy. But I don't like potatoes. And potato is a huge part of our biryani.
She's a Bengali cancer.
Seriously. So, yeah. No aloo in my biryani, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward. What's the one local food from your state that everyone mispronounces?
Mm.
Ash.
I don't really know if this is the right answer because in Kerala, we call it dosha. Okay. It's more popular as dosa or dosa, but I completely understand it because in Tamil Nadu it's called dosa and in other places it's called dosa, but for me it's always dosa. So if someone in my vicinity says ki wanna have dosa, I'm like, no, it's dosa only. So yeah, that's that.
Yeah, in North we only call that dosa. Dosa, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was good, informative dosa. Yeah. So what about you, Nitya?
I think there has to be two, and these are very famous, I mean, food from the state. The first one is thekwa, and this is a like prasad of Chhath Puja. That's like the main prasad, and you know, people, like, for any reason, for any Bihari, they do not go home for the whole of the year, but if you're not home for Chhath Puja, then you are missing it out, really. And the very fact, like, I've had friends, like, from all the states, and by the way, Jharkhand is a cosmopolitan, meaning you have, like, everyone, like, Sikhs, Muslims, Christianity, everyone, everything, and we celebrate it so huge.
Mm.
But when they say, where is thekwa, and it's, like, not kwa, it's thekwa, like, choti uki matra, not, like, really, you have to stretch it out.
Thekwa?
Yes.
Thekwa.
Thekwa. Like, no, thekwa.
Yeah, that's a sweet one.
And the other one, is Litti Chokha. So it's Litti Chokha and it's not Little Chokha.
Little Chokha.
Okay.
So, Litti Chokha.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like Chokha.
Hmm.
Chokha is like, I mean, of course, the mashed potato in other states, whatever you can call it, even Bharta and stuff, like Chokha is what we call it. But people say it's Chokha. I'm like, no.
Then, but Bhat is also mashed potatoes.
No, Bhat is rice.
bath is nice. Oh yeah, with lots of water.
No, that is a separate kind of bath.
Separate. Yes.
That is different in different
places. So for us, we don't call it chawal. Mostly it's bhat. See? Dal bhat.
Okay.
So it's dal rice is dal bhat.
Okay. Got it. So, alu bhat is alu with rice.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. Yes, what about you, Rapti?
I think the most popular sweet of Bengal that everybody knows, and they butchered the pronunciation, it's Rasgulla, guys. It's not Rasgulla, and it's not Rasgola. It's not Rasgulla either. It's Rasgulla.
Gulla.
So... yeah, that's all. That's all, I think. And there's, of course, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of luchi, which is the puri made out of white flour. And it's not luchi. It's luchi.
Luchi.
Sweetness.
Luchi means something else. Yeah. Yeah, she was like, yeah. It's not luchi.
It's not. Please don't. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's normal in your state but would shock people from other states? Ash. Oh.
I think it has to be the fact that everyone in Kerala, like the majority of people in Kerala, they are non-vegetarians, irrespective of their religion. Like you can be a Hindu, you can be a Brahmin, doesn't really matter.
Mm.
But you will definitely have like non-veg.
Okay. Yeah. Brahman guys having non-veg.
That is same for us. Weed.
Literally?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are an exception. Like, if we do puja, then we'll wash our heads before, you know, before doing puja. And if we eat non-veg, like, we do have non-veg. Mm. And then, like, Durga puja, this puja, that puja, you have to be very on a very strict diet, otherwise you're out of house.
And we eat mutton and chicken specifically on Durga puja. Like it's incomplete. Yeah, it's incomplete.
That reminds me, for Onam we have sadhya, and that is typically vegetarian, but in some places in the state it's only non-veg. That's also there. So yeah, just
what's
adding.
It made of
like sadhya. So sadhya is like a it's on a banana leaf, but not to add to the stereotype, but that is the one traditional meal that we have that is on the banana leaf. So it's like rice and a lot of other different, you know, curries and stuff like that.
Okay.
So all of these things are vegetarian, but in those places all of those are in like non-veg. So it can be chicken, one is beef, one is mutton and stuff like that. Yeah.
Good. Okay, makes sense. Okay, so what's that one traditional thing your parents do that you secretly love but you don't tell? Let's start from Rapti this time.
Okay, my mother is like a sari collector. And initially when she used to ask me to wear saris during Durga Puja or Saraswati Puja, I would be like,
but not my thing,
wear saris. But I think after growing up, I have learned to love that collection, and I take pieces from it every now and then. So yeah, I think that's a heritage.
Do you guys actually wear that white sari with
it's
red
border?
It's
only the married women.
Not God, it looks so beautiful. You
thank
know?
You, thank
seriously.
You. Yeah.
With that red alta also in feet.
Alta anybody can wear, but that red sari is usually like married women thing.
Newly married?
Any married women, or basically women after the age of 30s usually can wear.
Okay, it looks very pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, Nitya.
I think it has to be like here, while I'm in Punjab, I've learned that a lot of people cook food in ghee itself. Well, ghee was a cherished item back in my place.
Okay.
But what we use is that we use a lot of mustard oil for everything. So all cooking goes in mustard oil. Then we apply, like if you have any problems, sar dard ho raha hai, like if you have headache, if you have like just a migraine, you're applying mustard oil. If it's like, you know, even skin care, mustard oil.
Yeah.
And
seriously?
Yes.
Yeah. I you think just it's coconut like, oil for skin care.
For us, it's both the oils.
No, it's both. I think both, every oil in like, you know, India, कुछ तो होता है उसमें अच्छा कुछ तो
होता है the babies are nourished in like almond oil, coconut oil, then mustard oil, and like just the cheek massages and everything. It's like so everything is in mustard oil, and like if you have anything, just fry your problems in the mustard oil. So
I think mustard oil is more for strength, and you know, like we usually massage newborn babies, and coconut oil is for blemishes or something.
No, but I'll tell you a secret now. I mean,
secret.
Okay. Yeah. TMI. This is a TMI, I think. So, I mean, in winters, instead of moisturizers, I use mustard oil for my skin nourishment. So, it's full body skin nourishment. So, I mean, if people ask why do I do not get fat, that might be a reason, because I'm like massaging my whole body with mustard oil.
Okay.
Yes.
Note it down, guys.
Yeah. So, for me, similar to what Nitya shared, it's coconut oil for me. So my parents, they use coconut oil, like scrapes of coconut and curry leaves and everything that they make, and I love it, but I don't think I've ever told them that, so I think I'll go with it.
Okay.
I think for me it would be like people assume that people from Jharkhand are usually tribal peoples, but no, we are not. We are civilized, educated, properly sensitized civilians of the society. I'm not saying to be there, but we do have a lot of tribal population, and that counts for a major part of the population there. And because of course, just a more of a geographic information, the Chota Nagpur plateau, it's like really densely populated with tribals, along with every other states that we have. But no, we are not tribals, guys. I am, as you know,
as civilized as you are.
Yes, as you can find me right now, and I can speak bunch of languages like Hindi, English, Bhojpuri, Korean, of course.
Oh,
but
seriously, Korean?
Yes, and I now speak a little bit of Punjabi, guys. So I'm
good.
Yes,
good progress.
So we are just not tribal people, so we are properly educated, and of course we do have malls, roads and everything, proper connections, everything. I mean, just come to Jharkhand, you'll know what it is.
Yeah, do visit Jharkhand.
Yeah, true.
Okay, Rapti.
I don't think it's gonna be a shock, it's more of like a trivia kind of a thing. So there is also a similarity with other cultures, but in Bengal everybody has two names. Like, ooh, one is a formal name and one is a dark name, which basically is something that is like your loved name that you people around you call. Not that I'm gonna reveal mine.
Oh,
but
I was hoping to.
Because they're embarrassing. Okay, they can be polchu, pochol, posto, bhola, babalu. It can be anything. So those are embarrassing names.
Yeah. I remember one of my Bengali best friends in school had this name. Sorry, guys. I apologize. Shona.
Shona.
Shona is very common. Yeah.
So, I also heard this from my Bengali friend.
Like, it is so common that my relatives will not recognize me as Rapti.
Yeah.
Like, there has been moments where my friends have called on the landline numbers and they have asked for me. They don't even know who I am.
So it's like that. Yeah.
I literally want to, you know, like, say a Bengali line. So
if you say the stereotypical,
can you please help
what
me out?
Including
Shona,
I love
word
Hoga
in it. Or maybe we all can try.
Shona is basically, you know, baby in Bengali.
Okay. Yeah.
So just how are you, Manalan?
Yeah, how are you?
Okay,
sounds
good. Shona.
Shona.
Tumi kemon acho?
Once more.
Shona, comma.
Shona, comma.
Tumi.
Tumi.
Kemon.
Kemon.
Acho.
Acho.
Yeah.
Shona, tumi, kemon, acho.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
If Bollywood made a movie about your state, what would be the most inaccurate part?
Who do you want to go first?
Yeah.
I think Nitya.
Oh, wow. Okay, I think, I mean, coming back, Bollywood might show Jharkhand as a Jurassic Park. Filled with elephants.
Okay.
I mean, the animals might change, but they might find a lot of space to shoot a movie like Jurassic Park in Jharkhand. So, all the reasons. And then, of course, I think they will omit out
Jurassic Park. This is interesting.
They will omit out if we have any cities there. So there's
Ash.
I don't think I've seen Malayali characters in Bollywood. I might be wrong because I don't watch a lot of movies. So, but another thing that I've noticed is when there's a character who is from South India, they only the South Indian character. They don't specify, right?
Oh, that's
so I think the stereotype that I've noticed is they might be dark skinned. They don't know Hindi, and even if they speak, you know, in English, Hindi, whatever it is, they have a very weird accent. And I hate that. I get very pissed when I see it. Of course, there are people who have the accent, but that's not a very normalized or very, you know, common thing.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what does Anna means?
Anna, so Anna
is... it like Malayali or...
it's like, no, it's not.
It's like Dada in Bengali.
Anna is a brother, yeah. Older brother.
Oh, okay. Oppa. In Korea.
Yeah. You had to.
I knew in my heart that she would.
Oppa?
Oppa Sarah Leo.
Oh my god. Is that dedicated to someone? We have that.
Okay, so Rapti.
There are like tens and thousands of stereotypes that are portrayed, but I think majorly recently Bhool Bhulaiya 3 came out, and there was a scene where the married women were doing Ulu, I'll ask the editor to put what exactly that is, to give context to the audience. It's basically, they have shown it in a very weird way. That is not something that happens. It's an auspicious noise that you create during weddings, during puja, during any kind of like good like festivities or something like that.
Yeah, representing happiness.
Representing happiness and austerity. So yeah, that's that.
Literally, like when we talk about Bengali movies, the one which comes to my mind is like Devdas. And particularly that 20 minutes of run Aishwarya had in the end. Oh god, that was so epic. Okay, guys, so let's start a fun segment with you. Rapid fire round. Most overrated tourist spot in your state. We'll start from here. Most overrated tourist spot.
I think it's Victoria Memorial, even though it's like very, like, you know, the architecture is beautiful and of course there's a lot to see, but I have been there so many times at this point and
of course it will be overrated for you,
me. Yeah. But yeah, and it's beautiful for people who come to visit. Yeah.
Okay. Nitya?
I think it has to be Dasham Falls. So for people who don't know, Ranchi, which is the capital city of Jharkhand, it's also called the city of falls, queen of falls, actually. So, but there's a fall specifically. Dasham means it has like 10 streams coming down, and it's also the deadliest one. So if you are like really a fan of falls, you can go there. But I think it's the most overrated because you have so many other falls and places to visit. But the one that people go to is Dasham Falls. I've not been there, guys.
Okay. Ash, what about you?
I think for me it has to be Kovalam Beach. Because it's very commercialized now. Like everyone goes there. So even if you want to enjoy beaches, you might not be able to because of the crowd and everything. So I think if you like beaches, you can just go to literally any beach. Because there's a, you know, very long coastal area. You can go to any beach and you can enjoy it there. But just don't go to the touristy spots. Yeah.
So, one local slang word others always get wrong.
Pass.
Or maybe we can improvise the question. One slang word in your language.
Still pass. Everything is very dirty. Everything is very dirty. I can't. I don't even give them.
Okay, yeah. Nitya, I have higher expectations from you.
What? I mean, if you've been watching Bhojpuri movies, I am sure everybody will be aware about it. But, I mean, I am not aware about slang words, but I think one word that I know is like people use in a lot of context, and there are multiple meanings to it.
Okay.
So one is like garda.
Garda.
Yes, okay. Garda is, I mean, if I'm saying like, ye to garda hai yaar. And like, it's mostly, the context is like, it's chaotic, but some people use it in the context like it's what is this, dirty, okay. You know, mm. And the dirt is literally portrayed to the context of the state, like,
mm.
Garda.
Oh, okay.
Like, when we say Bhardia,
okay,
yeah. Kya Garda dance kiya yaar? That's like, that is the context.
Okay.
Don't look at me. I only have cuss words in my head right now, so I'll also to learn cuss words.
Kerelian, okay. Cuss word.
Wow. I'll go with the very basic one, okay?
Kerelian?
I'll go with the
light. Keralite.
Anyway, you get Keralite. In it's Keralite only.
Ah. Keralite cuss word.
Okay. Yeah, but in Malayalam we say Keralian.
The Keralian, no, whatever. Comfortable.
But you don't know that. Don't give her that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So this wraps up our cultural expedition. Do like, share, and subscribe Girl Power Talk for more such content. This is Ayushi signing off.